Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation Taipei. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. Please check our site at everynationtaipei.com. Enjoy the message.
So glad to be here today, and thank you for having us to speak. So we're both going to share parts of our story, and Katie is going to share first.
And I will share just for a short little bit. So, I'm Katie, for those of you that don't know me, and I just wanted to share just a little bit of how I got to Taiwan or how God led me here. But I first just wanted to share part of the story of the prodigal son or the lost son, because that story starts off where this father has these two sons, and the younger son asks for the father's money, his inheritance, and then he takes the money and he leaves, and he basically it uses the words, he squanders his wealth in wild living. And the reason why I want to share this is just because I feel like this was a lot of my story. I grew up in a Christian home and knew the Lord at a young age, but I just basically kind of rebelled for a long season and really just lived for myself and not the Lord. And I like to say I was a 50% Christian. I had one foot in the church and one foot out in the world. And so what I love about this passage, though, is after the son realizes what he's done, and he's literally in the lowest place of his life, living amongst the pigs, he realizes that he needs the father's forgiveness. And so he goes back to his father, and I just love this part where he recognizes he cannot do it without the father, and he needs his forgiveness. And so he got up and went to his father. This is from Luke 15. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed him. And I just love that story of, you know, this son had just been at the lowest point of his life, but God's, you know, his father still welcomed him back, regardless of what it was he'd done. And I think that's my story, and that's what God did for me for after high school and college years. And so how I got to Taiwan, after college I moved to Tennessee and lived with my sister, and that was where I really started to grow in my faith and went to found a great church there. And so I went on various mission trips to different countries. I went to Brazil and I went to Haiti. And it was while I was in Haiti that I really felt like God was giving me a vision for my life. If it wasn't just this 7 or 8 day trip in another country, if I was actually living somewhere else. And so after that trip, I started researching different mission organizations and learned about the one that I ended up going through. But through this organization, it's just a short-term, 6-month program. And so you list like your top three locations. And I actually listed Malaysia, and China, which I didn't know much about Asia at the time anyway, but I had people in my life that I trusted and they were really speaking into me. And so, well, then I didn't get any of those places. They said, oh, you're actually going to Taiwan. And I'll never forget that day. I was driving to my work and I was just hysterically crying, like, what is Taiwan? I don't even know this place. So I went in, and thank God for Google, I Googled Taiwan, and I was like, oh, this place looks kind of cool. Maybe I could go there. So that was in July of 2014. I came to Taiwan originally for 6 months and worked with students at different universities. Within my first month in Taiwan, I fell in love with the people and the place and just knew this is where God had me. And so I ended up staying for a full year. Then I ended up, after that year, I went back to the States for a season, for a year, and then knew that my time in Taiwan wasn't done. So I came back to Taiwan just teaching English for Bushiban, but I did not love that very much. And it was actually during that year that I just felt like, okay, you know, my time is done here. I've served my purpose in here, and really was planning to move back to the States because, well, I wanted to get married, and I didn't see many potential essential people for me in Taiwan. And so it was like the winter, so like January, February of 2017, I kind of talked to my church in the States and planned to move back that fall. Well, then March of 2017, a lady that before I was at Every Nation, I was going to another church nearby, and I was in a Bible study with this woman there, and she says, "Oh, I have this boy that you need to meet. He's real conservative from Tennessee." And I'm like, "Okay." So anyway, she arranged everything for us. We met at Starbucks just over here in Roosevelt, a blind date, and that was March of 2017. And I was like, "Well, maybe I can stay in Taiwan a little longer to see if this is gonna work." Because he can share more about it. So through that, so since then, obviously we've been together and then got married, praise the Lord. And I've just been doing various ministries, teach English. I also do a lot of, for the past couple years, have been doing a lot of ministries with university students. And so I'm kind of doing a variety of things, and then here serving at the church, helping with the hospitality and leadership or ushering team. I guess I'm still on this journey. I definitely don't have it all figured out, not even close. But I'm just thankful for God's love and his faithfulness, and I'm happy to be here. So now I will introduce my husband, Brandon, and he will share part of his story. And so I'm excited for that. So welcome him.
Well, that was good. I enjoyed hearing that, even though I know the story. It's good to hear it again. So good to be here. You know, this is a really... Start off by crying. That's a great way to start. You know, it's been a long time since I've done this, and it's good to be back here. I worked in this church several years ago, and I did this, and it's been a while. But God is faithful, and his story is what really matters. And I'm going to share a little bit of my story, and hopefully you can see his work in my life, and that can encourage you. And also, we'll look at some scripture. So today's my sharing sermon is about breakthroughs and rescues, because I feel like God has done that a lot in my life. And the first breakthrough I want to share about is in college. But before I share about that, let me give you a little of the backstory. I grew up in a rural town in Tennessee. So Katie and I are kind of from the same state. She grew up in Alabama, but later moved to Tennessee. I grew up in a small town outside of the city of Memphis. And it was pretty boring there. I grew up not really, I was extremely, extremely shy, right? And so I didn't have a ton of friends. I started going to public school in sixth grade. Before that, I went to a small Christian private school. And going to that junior high school was actually really, really difficult. I really didn't talk to anybody for the 3 years I was there. I mean, a little bit here and there. So that really affected me a lot. And then I went to high school. It was a little bit better. Like, you know, I had a few friends there. And I had friends at church and stuff like that. But it was just really extremely shy. But then the breakthrough, I feel, was when I went to college. I went to a Christian university in Virginia called Liberty University. Maybe you've heard of that. But that really changed a lot of my life. I met a lot of wonderful people that God brought into my life. And also, I grew a lot spiritually. And so that was one of the biggest breakthroughs, early breakthroughs in my life. And I call that a breakthrough or a rescue, because I feel like God was beginning to rescue me from that kind of extreme shyness. And then I majored in communications. It's kind of funny because I didn't really talk to people a whole lot, but then God brought me into that, and that's even the area I work in now. So sometimes the area of your life where you struggle the most, God can use that and transform that, and that gives him even more glory, because how could this extremely shy person get up in front of people and talk? But God is faithful, and he uses those things in our lives. So that was one of the first breakthroughs, and And the main one I want to talk about today, though, is Taiwan. Taiwan has been a major rescue in my life. I came to Taiwan in 2007, right? And so I've been here altogether about 10 years. I haven't been here the whole time. If you've known me long enough, you know I've come back and forth, right? You know, Brandon's back in Taiwan. So I first came in 2007, worked in a Christian school, and then I went back to the States for a couple months, came back, was here for about 4 years. Anyway, I've been back and forth, and then in 2016 or something, I moved back to the States, and like, I'm done with Taiwan. I shipped everything back. I only had a few small boxes and some suitcases. But like, I'm done. I'm not coming back. But then about, I don't know, 16 months later, I was back, right? And what really I relate to from scripture, a verse that comes to mind, and I think we'll have it on the screen maybe, is from Psalm 68:6. It says, God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. I love that scripture. God knows the family that he has for you, and he sets you into that family. Like it says, he's the one who's setting you into the family. Right? Sometimes we're trying to make everything work. And yes, we do have a part to play, right? We need to get up out of bed and come to church. But God sets us in the family. He's doing the work on our behalf. Well, before I came to Taiwan, I was working in a coffee shop, right? I had gone to, through college, and I went to seminary, and then I was working in a coffee shop, and I thought, what am I doing in this coffee shop? I've had this education, two different degrees, really, and I'm like, this is kind of weird. It feels kind of lame, right? Just to be working in a coffee shop, and it wasn't. It was great. I loved the job, but I just thought, you know, most of my friends had kind of gone on their separate ways, and I was really lonely, not in a good place. And so when I started to think, okay, what am I going to do? I thought, well, maybe I'll go do some missions work for 6 months. But I thought, well, I'd like to get paid. So let me think about teaching overseas. And I had a friend here in Taiwan. I thought she was in Thailand. Sorry. You know, people in the States often get Taiwan and Thailand mixed up. I like Taiwan a lot better than Thailand, just to say that. But anyway, I messaged her, and I was, you know, was getting in touch with her. And she got me in touch with the principal there. And that's how I ended up here in Taiwan. But that was a major rescue in my life, that God just kind of took me out of this really lonely situation. And so today, maybe you're in the same spot. Maybe you feel kind of lonely. Maybe you're new here to Taiwan. And it wasn't like as soon as I stepped foot into Taiwan, everything was great. I mean, it was a difficult year. It took a few years, really, to kind of get more settled. And so it takes time. But maybe you're in that today where you feel lonely. Well, you can trust God to set you in the family that he has for you. And if you're looking for a church, be praying about that, if this is the family that he has for you or wherever it is. But God is the one who will set you into the family that he has for you. And then, of course, the other major breakthrough was Katie, right? And yes.
The best.
We met, as she said, back in 2017, and I had just come back to Taiwan. Remember, I moved back to the States, and I said, I'm done with Taiwan. But then I came back, and the first day, I went back to my old job. It's my third time to work at this job, right? And so I went into the lady's office, who I already knew, and maybe my first day back, and she's like, I have this girl I want you to meet. And I'm like, okay, all right. She showed me her Facebook, and I'm usually not up for that kind of thing. I'm like, but hey, you know, I'm back here in Taiwan. Why not try new things, right? And so she's like, okay, you meet her at Starbucks at such and such time. I'm like, okay, sure. So we went, and the rest is history, right? We got married a couple months ago. So this has been a major breakthrough in my life because, you know, well, I wasn't getting any younger, right? And I wasn't looking for him. I just came back here to Taiwan, but God was looking for me, right? He knew what I needed. And it reminds me of in Genesis. Genesis 2:22 says, "And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man." And so God brought Katie to me, and I know that's maybe not everybody's story, that's fine, but this is my story, right? And this is what God has done in my life that has been a major breakthrough. So college, Taiwan, and Katie, those are three major breakthroughs in my life where God, he knew what I needed. And I just have to say, you know, Taiwan has been really kind to me in so many ways. I feel like I've been able to kind of be myself more here. Isn't that funny? You come out of your own country and God brings you to a new country, but you thrive there because that's what God has for you, right? And so I think that's pretty awesome that God knew this small country on the other side of the world would be a place where he had for you, right? To grow and also, of course, to bless people as well. But he's also done a major work in my life just by being here and the people that I've met, right? And just the work that I've been doing and so forth. And so Taiwan has been a major breakthrough in my life, and thank all of you for being a part of that as well. Well, I want to share today also a story from the Bible that is about a rescue. It's from the book of Jonah. I hope we have the scripture. Yes, we do. Jonah 2. And this is a very short chapter. Let me give a little bit of background. I'm sure most of you are familiar with this story, but Jonah was a prophet, and he was running away from what God was calling him to do. God had told him to go and speak to the people of Nineveh and to share with them, right? And he didn't want to do that. And so he ran away from God's calling, and he was on a ship, and there was a big storm, and the people were like, "What's going on?" And Jonah said, "It's my fault," right? And then they throw him overboard into the ocean, right? Sounds like fun. And so he's there in the ocean, and then he gets swallowed up by the big fish. We often call that a whale, but it's a big fish that Jonah was, he was inside of it. And then he has this prayer there, but I never really thought about this, but the whale was actually, the big fish was actually a sort of a rescue for Jonah. And so this is a prayer that he has while he is inside the big fish. Let's read it from the book of Jonah, chapter 2, 1 through 10. It says, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the belly of the fish, saying, 'I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight, yet I shall again look upon your holy temple. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped about my head at the roots of the mountains. I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord." And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land. This is really a prayer of thanksgiving that Jonah had. Lita was talking about that earlier, how we need to be grateful. How we need to give God thanks. And what I really want you to think about today is, what do you need to be rescued from? What are you going through where you need to cry out to God for that rescue? For Jonah, he needed his very life to be rescued. And who knew that it would be through a big fish? So sometimes our rescue is not what we think it will be, but it's what we need in that moment. And In verse 2, it talks about distress. In distress, Jonah cried out to God, and that's the same for us. What are we stressed out about? What are we in distress over? And we can just cry out to God for help. You know, many times when I'm in distress, I don't think about crying out to God. I think about the problem, right? Can't figure this out. I'm so stressed out. I'm so frustrated. Why did this person do this or not do that? And all of those kinds of things that go on in our head. You know, I like to process through things a lot and obsess over things, right? And try to figure everything out instead of just calling out to God and giving it to Him. And that's what Jonah, he was giving thanks because he was in the middle of the sea, right? But God rescued him through this fish, and he's giving thanks for that. So God answered Jonah, and we must believe that God will answer us as well. We're praying in faith, believing that God is there, that he's Emmanuel, that he's God with us, and that he hears our prayer. In verse 4, it says, "Yet I shall look again." Right? And sometimes, you know, Jonah was running away from God, but he realizes that he needs to look back to God, right? And maybe God has called you to do something. Maybe there's been some prophetic word over you, and you've forgotten it, right? We need to remember what God has called us to do and have faith to believe that he will see it through. Philippians 1:6 says, "The work that he started in you, he will finish." And again, he is the one who starts the work, and he is the one who finishes, just like he's the one who sets you into families, right? God is doing the work in our lives. And so remember that word that he has given you. Remember the calling that he has given you and go back to that and believe that he will finish the work that he started in you. And so Jonah said, "Yet I shall look again." And sometimes we get lost in cynicism, right? Maybe, you know, I grew up in the church, and you can just go through the motions, right? Okay, it's time to go to church. You get up, you get dressed, you go to church, but you don't expect anything from God. You just go because that's what you're supposed to do, right? Maybe even reading your Bible becomes this robotic thing. Okay, I check it off my list, and you pray if you even have time to do that, right? And you get lost in this sea of cynicism. And that's horrible. It deadens our heart. But God is wanting to bring our hearts back to life. He's wanting to breathe new life into those dry bones, so to speak. And so maybe your rescue today is that simply that you need to believe again, right? That your heart needs to come alive again. That you feel that you need to have a purpose again in your life. You feel like that you've lost that purpose. And that you're just, you don't know what you're living for, what you're doing. And God can today breathe new life into you. So Jonah was being swallowed up by the surrounding waters. And in one version, I think that it even talked about seaweed, which I thought was kind of funny because we eat seaweed here in Asia. I don't know if you like that or not. But anyway, he was, I guess, maybe even going toward the bottom of the ocean or something, of course, because the fish came and got him. But it made me think about our circumstances. And we are often just feel like we're being swallowed up by the things that are going on around us, right? And we just can't take it. But are we crying out to God, as Jonah did here, for that rescue? And it talks about in verse 6, "You brought my life from the pit." We had seen earlier how, you know, Jesus paid it all. And he paid our debt. He is the one who is rescuing us. Just as he did with Jonah. And, you know, one key word I wanted to, that comes to mind today is the word remember, right? Do you remember the victories God has done in your life? So many times we're focused on what's going wrong in our lives and what God hasn't done in our lives, right? Maybe it's even, you know, looking at marriage, you know? I was 37 before I got married, right? That's kind of late. But God knew the right time, right? And so we have to keep believing that he has our best interest at heart. and not to give up on Him for whatever we're believing for in our lives. And to remember that, yes, He is faithful. Remember the things that He has done in your life in the past, right? And believe that He's going to continue to do that.